New research puts paid to the belief that Aboriginal people used fire on a large scale to control vegetation across Australia. A team of scientists has studied 223 sites across Australasia for charcoal records going back 70,000 years. Research leader from the University of New South Wales, Dr. Scott Mooney, has been telling AM's Michael Vincent that Aborigines were using fire at a local scale, but not with the major impact that some people have previously thought.
I think the largest sort of implication is that a lot of people have suggested that, or have taken for granted that people came in with fire and then caused a whole lot of other environmental follow-ons, if you like. So people have talked about vegetation change and the decline of the Australian megafauna, and it's all been a little bit speculative, and this work really suggests that there wasn't a big change in fire at around the time that people came in.
What about 200 years ago? Did it change when European colonisation occurred?
Definitely. In the last couple of hundred years, we have the highest fire activity of the last 70,000 years. That set the period that we really looked at in detail.
So who really did have the fire sticks then?
The fire stick is definitely in the colonisers' hands, not the original inhabitants.
So the idea that Aboriginal people were burning off large swathes of the continent to reduce vegetation simply doesn't bear fruit?
True. After big fires, we often get commentators suggesting that, you know, we reintroduce an Aboriginal-style fire management, and it suggests that we know something about the past, and this work really shows that we kind of imagined the past in lots of ways.
That there really wasn't enough evidence of wide-scale, regular burn-offs?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of historic information that people used fire, and I think we took that and people ran with that idea and imagined that people were using fire very frequently and, you know, very extensively in the landscape. And I personally think they were probably using fire much more selectively around their campsites and where it, you know, worked for resources. But we took one, you know, some historic observations which could have been biased or could have been, you know, just a small snapshot in time. And we imagined that back through time for 40,000 or 50,000 years. And this work shows that fire is much more dynamic in the landscape and it's responding to climate rather than people.
Geographer and geoscientist at the University of New South Wales, Dr. Scott Mooney, speaking to Michael Vincent.